CEF Mobile. For CEF Mobile, how you doing, Ken?
What'd you get on the interstate?
And I was about to do it, and then before I pulled out of the parking lot, I double-checked traffic.
Actually don't want to do it. Yeah, well, the accident or whatever it was is it's right before that exit 68, that 129, and all the way down to where I get off at 29, it was solid stopped.
Glad I looked then, because I don't want to sit in that.
Uneventful. How about yours? Yeah, we had several. My boss was on vacation, and the other boss, he was on vacation, so, you know, two of them was out, so it was a good day.
Everything? He's listening to some moron on there.
He's just one of those in every crowd.
Today, realize I've only got this week, and about 3 days next week, and it's time to go camping.
On vacation?
I'll try to go to Myrtle, but they're booked up, so I think we're going to... I think the wife got us reservations in Kings Mountain. We'll be up there and spend the weekend next weekend.
Hey, you've been up there several times. I haven't never been there. Man, I got an ambulance coming up behind me and wreckers coming up the other way in front of me.
But I'm not on it. Hey, you and the wife should come on up.
Right now, she's really not off on any weekends. I think the next weekend she's got off is the last weekend of April, beginning of May. We're going to go see the daughter because we haven't been up there since, like, November.
Be a good idea. Go see the family.
For HKX. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Chandler, I think that was you, but you're way down in the weeds. Andrew, where are you going this time?
Kings Mountain, going to do a regular family trip, so trying to plan out the Dutch oven recipes. I think I'm going to try some biscuits and gravy, and trying to decide on whether I want to try my lasagna recipe or not that I thought of.
Wife's got a good crock pot lasagna. It might work in a Dutch oven.
What you can do was go ahead and have the wife pre-cook the sauce and the meat, and then once I get up there, boil the noodles and then build it in the Dutch oven and either put it over the fire or put the coals on it and heat it up that way. I think it'll turn out pretty good.
Play to find out.
Very good and uneventful. And yours?
Mine was not eventful, and as soon as I make the drive up the mountain, it's over.
Very early.
Shops were slow today for some reason, so just the way it is, I guess.
Money for fuel.
Somebody was telling me that fuel is supposed to go up like $1 a gallon by the end of the month. Have you guys heard that?
No, I have not heard that. But diesel fuel is down today to $4.56.
I think it's a limited time deal because they release so much oil or whatever. You know, they spin it the way they want. But, you know, I think it'll come down for a little bit and it's going to go right back up.
We're glad that it's down to $4.56, right?
For sure.
Paid $4.75 a couple days ago.
$5 a gallon getting old quick.
Article or Visa or MasterCard or one of them is listing the restrictions on the allowance that people can spend at the pump. So I guess maybe it wasn't the place that you go that said it where it cuts off at a certain limit. It's the card. And apparently the reason why they do that is because to protect you against somebody taking your card and buying a bunch of, I guess, fuel with it. I don't know. But so now they're going to raise that limit up so that way you can actually get a full tank of gas on one fill-up.
I noticed they raised it up at places. Most of them have went to $125 on diesel fuel now. So that way you can at least get 20 gallons.
You're laughing his butt off.
Gee, I was thinking, man, about the only place you could get more diesel fuel than that would be at like a truck stop, and then the price is higher.
Time I filled up, I was a little over a quarter of a tank, and when I pulled away from the pump, it was still $90-something, and I was just like, holy crap, and that was $4.75 a gallon, so I hate it how much you're paying, Patrick.
And I put $165 in here to half a tank.
The pickups of today, the diesel ones get in the mid-20s for diesel mileage.
Yes, they will advertise they get in the low to mid-20s out on the highway, but it depends on what kind of load you got them on and if you're actually doing 65 mile an hour. Speed has a lot to do with it.
That's to work with. He had a Dodge. It was a four-wheel drive, and he could get 28 out of it, but it was a manual.
I'll get 25 plus out of the Excursion.
Hey, Chandler. KN4 TFW.
04 HKX.
04 CEF.
04 CEF, KN4 GFW, and KN4 HKX. This is KN4 WWZ. I'm doing well. How about all of you?
Just about 15 more minutes, I'll be at the house.
Myself, so I'm doing good.
What I'm doing for supper is a single man tonight.
And cheese sandwich.
Turkey sandwich. Ham and cheese, grilled cheese. What else is there?
Tomorrow's Taco Tuesday.
I thought about going to the drive-thru and then I realized I got off so early that it's not really time to eat yet.
And eat.
Amen.
Try and get you some yard bird and just take it home with you.
KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, you know, you can always go to Outback and get you a big, juicy steak.
All of you guys, back during the time that I was single, I got tired of eating PB&J and mayonnaise sandwiches, and I learned to cook. Nowadays, if my wife is not willing to cook, or she's out and gone somewhere, it's a moderately thick sirloin, mashed potatoes, corn, and I do a wedge salad with a little bit of Brianna's poppy seed dressing. Hey, I eat good.
Katie used to say on the Wendy's commercial, where's the beef?
Listen, I'm going to get out of y'all's way. Patrick, just a quick question. Are you going to participate after the check-in this evening?
Check-in, what are we talking about?
T-bar. Thermal belt.
Head.
Roger.
I guess I can. I didn't know about it, but I guess I can.
You what? After the net, we're going to have a little activity, and if you get a chance, just give me a call on the phone, and I'll tell you what we're up to.
KN4VWA, KN4WWC.
Yeah, go ahead, Chandler.
What's going on?
None ya?
Patty.
No, we got some stuff going on with a North Carolina net. Remember that repeater I told you to try to hit up and try on?
I do.
Off of that one.
Well, I'm see what I can't do about getting somebody to try and program that into my radio, but I don't believe I'd be able to hit it even if it got programmed. I only got 25 watts.
Yeah, you're a little light there. You'd need a little bit more than that to really hit it. So, anyhow, let me get out of y'all's way. Y'all talk about your peanut butter and jelly, Ken. All that good stuff. Y'all suffer along. And if you ever want a real steak, give me a call. Yeah. Oh, y'all carry on. KN4, VWA, I'm clear. Give me a call, Patrick.
7-3, Steve.
KN4, VWA. 2-4-CF. Patrick, you're starting to sound like me, forgetting about the nets all the time.
I can't get them down for some reason. I keep forgetting about the one on Monday night over on the Riders Club, or not the Tunnel Bell Club. .330.
Got it. Man, I got so many daggum nets I added to my Google calendar that I can't keep track of.
Remember to check in on the one in Hendersonville on the 640 with those guys on Sunday night.
The one on Mount Mitchell Saturday.
100.
Asheville something. They have one at 8 in the morning on Saturdays, and then there's a different one at 9 in the morning, same repeater.
KL4WWZ. Didn't the Anderson net call nightly?
I'm on camera, but I'm not sure. And guys, I just crossed the state line, so I'm going to have to jump over to the other repeater.
Stay, somebody stay with me, QSO. KL4WWZ.
Sorry, Chandler, I can't. I'm actually going to lose the repeater here for a second. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
Hey, Jimmy Street, Patrick. I'm almost to the house now.
Patrick, Ken. Sorry, Chandler. It's 147-285 if you can hit it.
He's ready.
Clear. KO4CF. We'll holler at you again another time. 7-3.
KP4CPA mobile.
KP4CPA, KP4WWZ.
Hey, Chandler, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, mister. I think the name's Fred. I'm not sure. But if it's not, I didn't know you called someone KG4CDA, so we'll just stick with that. I'm doing all right. How about you? You sound kind of tired.
Well, you can call me Fred if you want to. My name is David, but that's all right, because I don't know. Some of the names of some of the people I talk to, I don't talk to them enough to remember their name. And so anyway, don't feel bad about that.
You live, Ken. KN4VWA.
What are you doing, Steve?
He's talking to me, Steve.
Well, with Chandler, what are you doing? What are you up to, Steve? Preoccupied there. Anyway, so what are you doing, Chandler?
Just pulled into the driveway. Got the tape and I ran heat for my first power supply in the house.
Hang on just a second. I'm pulling up to a drive through here. I got to place my order. I'll be right back.
Copy that. Well, CJ, I'm going to have to say 7-3. You think I'll get out of the car and do something?
Roger, KP4CPA.
4PXB.
PXB, KP4CPA. I'm in the drive-thru, but I'm waiting to place my order here.
I'll make this quick because it's just too funny. I was getting ready to get on Ashwa Highway right there where you turn left. If you went straight, you'd end up at the hospital. But one of those little stand-on mowers that has little two foot pads behind it got away from the guy right there at the, where you turn left, and he was sitting there chasing it down, and it was, as it was running in circles, he was trying to jump on it without getting hit.
I apologize. I was having to place my order in the middle of that. So do you mind repeating that?
Before PXB, you seen a boat running in circles before? That's what happened to this guy's little stand behind mower, where you stand on the two pedals, and then you has a little rolling bar that he's standing on, and it got away from him, and it's running in the circle, and he's trying to chase it and to get on it safely without it hitting him or running out into the road, hitting other cars.
My wife had that happen. We had an old Snapper that it didn't have any of the safety things on it, and she choked it down, and she just jumped off of it and pulled. It was a pull rope. It didn't have electric start. And she pulled the rope, and it started up, and it took off. And she was running beside it, holding on to the handlebars, and she brought it around to the side of the house where I was trimming with the mower, and I had to jump on it and stop it. The look on her face was priceless.
Yeah, there's probably plenty of little funny stories like that on about lawnmowers. My mother-in-law, one day she called me and literally ran the Snapper mower up the fence because it just had so much climbing torque that it was literally up on the fence, probably about 2 feet away from the top of the fence.
Yeah, that's funny because that same thing happened to my oldest daughter. I let her get on my, I think it was the same Snapper, and we were at a different yard, and we were, it was all fenced in, and I didn't engage the blade, and she just wanted to drive around the backyard, and I thought, well, okay, I'll just, throw it in first or second gear and just let her, drive around. She was old enough to do that. Well, she ran into the fence, and it started climbing the fence, and she got off of it, came running in the house, and I heard the mower. I said, well, where's the mower? And I looked out the window, and it was halfway up the fence, and she had just gotten off of it. It's so funny.
By the time she finally got off of it and I got over there, like I said, it was literally standing on the back wheels with the front wheels probably about a foot and a half to 2 feet from the top of the fence.
It was digging a hole in the with the back wheels, and it really didn't hurt anything. I might have, it was old chain link fence. It might have bowed it out just a little bit right there, but really didn't hurt the mower at all. Those things were pretty much bulletproof, and I did a little work on it. I had to do a little work on it, but not very much to keep it going, and I wound up buying another. Well, I didn't have to buy it. My dad gave it to me because he quit mowing his lawn and got a service to do it. And his had electric start, and it had all the safety features on it. So I stepped up a big notch on that one.
The guy for my daughter didn't have safety features, and I went and put the safety feature when she got off of the seat that it would just shut off the engine for the safety's sakes, because she was always more worried about that cell phone. One day when I was watching her cut grass and she was sitting there and just more worried about the cell phone and just had all kind of tracks in the yard where it wasn't going straight.
And mowing, now that's a new one. I don't think I've seen that. You can't write a ticket for that.
Possible. I'm going to jump on and throw you out of here. You can chime in when you're ready.
He had to go. He cleared out with me while I was sitting right before you called, gave your call. He said he had to go. I'd get out of the car for a minute, so he might be back here in a few. I'm headed over to the sports club to play some tennis.
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty day to do so. It's not extremely hot, and definitely the course won't be wet from the rain.
Yeah, I've got another game tomorrow at 6 scheduled, but doubles, but I don't think we're going to play that one. I think we're going to get rained out. And but Wednesday looks good, so I've got two matches Wednesday evening, so 4:30 and 6, so hopefully I can get those in.
KO4 PXB. Yeah, as soon as I get to the house, I'm grabbing my pistol and going to a shooting range that's probably about 2 miles from my house.
And what range do you go to?
Simpsonville, right off of 417. It's on the left. Believe it or not, I don't know the exact name of it. I just drive there.
Okay, what kind of pistol will you be firing?
9.23.
Hey, well, I'm ignorant on that. I don't know what a 9.23 is.
9mm pistol, about the size of a normal man's hand. Or like I said, it's got the short barrel, but it's definitely very accurate. And it's got the reflexive red dot on the front of it. So it was my Father's Day present, so I definitely go out there and keep in practice with it.
The first semi-automatic gun I bought was a 9mm. My first one was a Smith & Wesson 357 model 19 had the mark sights and target trigger and 6-inch barrel. Boy, I tell you, that thing was deadly at 50 feet. You could hit the bullseye with it. And it was real nice, but I traded it for a 45, and that's kind of a long story, but I'll say that for later. But then I wound up buying a 45 Beretta, and I really love that. I think it's so sweet. I tell you, the barrel rotates when the slide comes back, and it absorbs some of the recoil, and it helps, keeps the barrel from flying up, and it helps you stay on target. It's really a smooth, for a 45, it's really a smooth shooting gun, smooth action, and not near as much recoil as you would expect, and it's very, very accurate. So I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely the thing I do with my SIG is the fact that there's a way to turn off the optics. I practice on shooting with this red dot on and off. That way, you don't have to rely on the red dot. If that part of it fails, you can still shoot accurately without it.
Wanted one of those with the laser on it. And it shows you how how steady you're holding the firearm in your hand. Because up, down, or whatever. If it's moving around on the target, then you know you're not holding the gun very steady.
And true. Breathing is everything when you're firing a weapon.
But I always keep one in the chamber and just you know, that way I can leave the safety off and pull the trigger. So, anyway, that's just the way I prefer it.
Yeah, both weapons me and my wife have, neither one of them have safeties. So that way, she has her CWP also. But I definitely let her know that, you know, a weapon without a safety, you have to be that, your finger has to be that safety. Your finger and your brain have to be the safety for that weapon.
It's one thing when you're getting your CWP, they teach you to keep your finger out of the trigger guard until you're... you don't put your finger on the trigger until you've decided to fire the weapon, so you draw it, you know, with your finger outside the guard. That way you don't have an accidental discharge, and then you don't place your finger on the trigger until you're ready to fire. And the rules go on and on.
For PXB. Yeah, being retired military, I've always, you know, it comes second nature to keep your finger on the side of the trigger guard. And they've also changed the idea and what they call it. Now it's not an accidental discharge. It's called a negligent discharge because you had your finger on that trigger and you fired it negligently. It wasn't accidental. You weren't paying attention because of neglecting what you're supposed to be doing.
It's really a better way of putting it. I hadn't thought of it that way, but never really thought about it, to be honest with you. But yeah, I guess it is an accidental. I guess it is an accident, but it's also negligent. So, anyway. Well, I have pulled between the white lines here, so I'm going to bail out on you. And I've got about 24 minutes, 23 minutes here. I'm going to warm my knees up a little bit before I get out in the court. I start at 5:30. I'm going to a clinic tonight, so there'll be bunch of people there, I'm sure. But anyway, it's good to talk with you, and always fun to talk about guns, and I hope you get that radio you want for Christmas, if not sooner. So I'll say 73s, and I'll clear out of here after your final KP4 CPA.
Before you both go, KN4 VWA.
Have mercy. What do you want?
Could pick me up on the input, both of you.
Try it again, and I'll see.
Rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain. And I think we're going to get about 3 inches here in 2 days, or in 24 hours, tomorrow evening and Wednesday. How's this sound?
I'm copying you, full quieting. I'm not really getting much of a signal report on my signal meter, but you're in there but solid on the input frequency. So, and I'm sitting here kind of down in a hole, so I'd say it's pretty good.
The other gentleman, did you happen to hear me on the input? Location. Okay, south of Wade Hampton. Roger, okay. Well, that's not doing too bad. And you've got a good copy on me. I've got a pretty good copy on me.
KB4 CBA.
WD4 LUJ, I can hear you solid. I'm almost in Clemson.
Input of the repeater. Bit of a test to see how far out I'm going out on simplex on the input of the repeater. The rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain, and I said that once, so I guess I ought to find some new material. material. How does that sound?
At that time, but I heard you a little when I was over towards Central. I heard you. This is WD4LUJ.
Good enough. All right. Well, listen, I just wanted to check on that, you guys, do a little quick experiment. So I will get out of y'all's way. Dave, have a good evening. And I'm sorry I missed your text. I was really out of it last night. And I promise I'll try to pick it up again in the future. So y'all have a good evening. And K4VWA, clear. Y'all carry on.
Follow up if you don't mind and see if you get anything on it, because I made contact with him on FT8 last night, and he didn't come up on QRZ.
Is that in China?
It said that it looked like a call from Brazil, but don't hold me on that. I can't remember.
Okay, well, I'll look it up here just a little bit. I just got home, and I need to send out a little bit. So, anyhow, y'all have a good evening. Now, I'll get that looked up for you, Dave. KN4VWA, I'm clear after y'all's final. Carry on.
KB4CBA.
Gotta jump in and said I had the Clemson station on the input. KN4CHY. 4CBA, you still out there?